Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Pastachade Shatane Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj, for giving us this opportunity to associate with the devotees and remember Srila Prabhupada and all the wonderful speakers we've heard so far. Many had very close personal association with Srila Prabhupada. As for myself, we were not so fortunate to get so much personal association. Our association was more in the field of service, behind the scenes, partly due to my, you could say, my fallen condition. But our pleasure was to somehow or another meditate on Srila Prabhupada's instruction and try to do our best to do it. Srila Prabhupada's glories are unlimited, we all know. We're seeing in front of us now a wonderful picture of his glory, with thousands and thousands of devotees sitting here today. Back in the 70s, we are all aware, probably, that in India there were very few dedicated devotees of Srila Prabhupada. Now we see there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands. One time, Prabhu Vishnu Prabhu, who I spent many, many years in service to Srila Prabhupada with, said to me that when he came to Mumbai, he said, "My spiritual master's desire was to preach in the Western world." And then Prabhupada said, "And my desire is to see the preaching in India." And we can see now the fruition of Srila Prabhupada's desire, how this movement is spreading like wildfire, even in the physical absence of Srila Prabhupada. He's fully present with us now, inspiring, guiding, enlivening all of us to spread this message of Krishna consciousness, which was Srila Prabhupada's desire. Srila Prabhupada is not an ordinary spiritual master. He said it about his spiritual master. One time in London, in the early 90s, our GBC at the time was called to see the Queen's Council, who represents the Queen in Parliament. At that time, there was a lot of lobbying to stop the worship at Bhaktivedanta Manor. When our GBC, Shivaram Swami, entered the Queen's, the Council's office, the Queen's Council's office, the man was in his 70s. He was not following any of our regulated principles, what to speak of chanting. But he looked at Shivaram Swami and said, "Your spiritual teacher is not an ordinary man. What he did is not possible." Shivaram Maharaj was not sure what to reply. The man said, "You cannot understand why I say this." Yes or no? And then he said, "Why?" He said, "Because you are a young man in your 40s. I know what it is like in your 70s. To do what he did is impossible. Impossible. No human being could do this." He was totally convinced. Why? Because he read Your Ever Well Wisher, a little book about Prabhupada. And he was convinced just by reading that book that your spiritual teacher is not of this world. He was so impressed. And it's a fact. At the age of 70, who could do what Srila Prabhupada did, even at any age? Only we've heard of so many wonderful descriptions and interactions with Srila Prabhupada, which simply explain why. Because he's not of this world. He's a Vaikuntha man, a spiritual man, coming from the spiritual world to give us that merciful association, to lift us all up. Most of you are from very pious backgrounds. I cannot speak for everyone, but I know for myself, we are from a very fallen condition. This is a sign, one of the many unlimited signs of Prabhupada's greatness, as we've heard from Shruti Kirti Prabhu and the other speakers, how all of a sudden we're picked up from being whatever we thought we were, a drug-taking hippie, not following any principles, etc. And the next minute, literally the next minute, chanting and dancing Hare Krishna. This is Srila Prabhupada's miracle. This is the most amazing sight to see all of you here. And as Srila Prabhupada came to the West and brought back to India some of the devotees here tonight to preach Krishna consciousness here in India, I'm sure that Srila Prabhupada would be very much wishing that many of you take this Krishna consciousness all over the world to spread this movement in every town and village of the world. You've got this fortune. Srila Prabhupada is empowering us all to do the impossible. We pray on this day of Srila Prabhupada's Tirobhav, 42 years has passed. We're feeling Srila Prabhupada's separation. Today that we can continue to keep him in the center of our lives. His instruction to spread the holy name, taking his mood of complete dependence, as we see if we meditate on his prayers, Markine Bhagavat Dharma, his mood of total dependence upon the mercy of his Guru and Krishna. Everybody can become empowered to do the impossible by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. I'd like to thank you all very much for being here. And not just tonight, but forever, serving Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
RG Media YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe.